nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
This edition, I want us to start by looking at the scripture that we are already used to very closely. Few scriptures, then we think of praying. Very few scriptures, but I want us to focus on the topic tonight, the price of being faithful. The price of faithfulness. The price of faithfulness. Price. See, the price of faithfulness. And I am trusting the Lord that is going to begin to confirm His word in our hearts. Faithfulness, from my understanding, comes from two compound words. Faith in His fullness. Faith in His wholeness. From generation to generation, people have been faithful to a deity or a master or a leader or a person or something or to a lifestyle or to a habit. And by faithfulness, we mean that people focus attentions and all they have and all they have been to make sure is glued to a certain level of direction. And each time I look at the scripture, I see remarkable records of men who have heavy relationship with God, and in their generation they stood. And the word faithfulness is always found in their vicinity. Somehow, when you look at their lifestyle, you look at what, and then you say, this person is faithful. And in the military, one thing that rules so strongly is faithfulness. Faithfulness to the call to serve the land. There's a man called Alexander the Great. I think I mentioned his story here sometimes. He's so committed to his soldiers are so committed to him that they become robotical. They act like robots. And I stumbled into a few of his stories, and I remember what he does when he gets to a bridge is to blow the bridge after they have crossed it. He looks back and blows the bridge up. And the soldiers are excited. There is no frownness. There is no change of look. In fact, there was a city he got to. Sorry, I've been preaching. I preach over the night. I slept for an hour plus. And I'm trying to preserve my voice because I'll still be speaking tomorrow night. So they got to this city. This city was shut up. And the king of this city went to the cliff and started shouting to him. He said, "I am Alexander the Great. You've not heard of me. Open your gate." And the other king said, "No way. We knew you were coming, so we are prepared for you." So he gives military command and order his soldiers, and you will see the way people were excited to die. So they will climb the cliff, they will climb the walls, and then they will fall down. And when they are falling down, they are dying. But the more those people die, the more they are ready to climb. At each stages of their climbing, they go higher. They go higher, though they fall, they go higher. And the king looked at it and said, "These guys will catch up with me." Because the soldiers were excited to die. In the revivals of the 19th century in Europe, when they take the news back to them in Africa and say, excuse me, the 20 missionaries we sent to Africa had just died, then 40 other people will say, we will go and replace them. Many of them died of malaria. So we will go and replace them, and they will go back to replace them. And then some months later, they will come to the church again, the church in Europe, and say, the people with the 40 people we sent there to Africa have just died. And then 80 people will come out and said, we will go and occupy their space. See, the price of faithful men, the price, Z-E, of faithful men that stood with God over the ages are so heavy to be paid in this terrestrial plane. And see, I want you to check your level of your loyalty to Jesus. I have just discovered that many people can be spiritual yet not love Jesus. I don't know how it works, but I can't even put it together. They can take the form of spirituality, but the loyalty and the commitment to Jesus will be missing, obviously missing. And you are wondering within you, how can you connect it? How do you connect it? That somebody is spiritual, yet is not engrossed in the will of his Father. And I discover that this matter we are dealing with tonight is one matter that is crucial. If we must entrench ourselves in the heart of Jehovah, if God must rise to occasion that concern us, then there must be a level of commitment, a level of sacrifice, a level of price, a level of faithfulness to his cause and to the cause of God. A man that is not faithful cannot have faithful people. A man that is not faithful will be devoid of faithfulness from people. Some years back, I was listening to Dunamis. What's his name? Eneche. And he said his father in the Lord, I think that's Yedepo, said to him, Paul, where are you? And his reply was, I am where you want me to be. You know the implication of that statement. It means that if he's going to preach, his people are waiting, he's going to preach, and the man said, okay, I want you to be in Lagos now. So be it. One day, Folorunsọ Alakija was to host a mission conference. That Anglican woman, she's the richest woman in Africa. And then she used to bring missionaries together. So she invited Tunde Adeshida to preach. So Baba Adeshida called me that, she didn't mention the person, it was later he mentioned the person to me, and said to me, I want us to go and preach there together. And I was going to preach in NIFES, LTC or something, in Calabar. And I'm giving my word. So he asked me, how is your engagement looking like the next 2 or 3 weekends? I said, it looks like you have an assignment for me. Say, yes, I want us to travel together to a mission conference. So, and I said to him, it's okay. Because how will I tell him I'm preaching? I can't. So, and then I asked the Holy Spirit, what do I do? I won't be there, I'm preaching, I don't have time. No. And a few occasions, he has sent me such an errand. So, this is one other occasion. So, I said, okay. I now got the program schedule. I discovered that the day we will be finishing, I could still go to the airport and get flight to Calabar. So, when we finish, all I will have to say is that I want to do 1 or 2 things in Lagos. So, I was thinking that way. I didn't call my face that I won't be coming for their conference. Because I wanted to call them, but I didn't feel released to call them. So I was thinking, ruminating. Then 3 days to the conference. Then Baba called me and said, "You see, Mommy didn't want to go before, but now she wants to go. And I don't want them to book two hotel rooms. It's not a headache." Of course, I didn't know it was that woman. It was when they came back. But what I wanted to bring, say, I didn't want them to book two hotel rooms. So that I thought she was, she told me she was not going, but she changed her mind. And then she said, "I can now release you." So the next day I took off to Calabar. And up to today, I didn't tell him I had a program. You see, we are going to start with a story, and it will be projected, if you open your scripture, fine, from 2 Samuel 23. 2 Samuel 23. Can you go to verse 15. Now, David got to a point in his life, okay, and said, he didn't order anybody. He didn't compel anybody. He just expressed a desire and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gates." Can you read it from 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 17? 1 Chronicles. "And David longed and said, Oh, that one will give me," how many? "One will give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gates." Verse 18. "And the three break through the host of the..." See, okay, it was Bible commentary. I read it. I thought it was another verse. Bible commentary said, one Bible commentary said, that particular time that David lay request on that water, the garrison of the Philistine, the Dodan Barak, the Azorov, is it Azorov now? Which is the greatest military formation in Nigeria now. So the Dodan Barak of the Philistine was in the well was in the center of the camp. Some people will say such a desire should not come. How will you desire such thing? So it was in the middle, and he said that I may drink of the water. The water he's drinking is not the water he wants to drink. It's not the water in their own camp. It's not the water in the next camp, but the one in the center of the barrack of the Philistine. And I hope throughout the scripture, Israel and Philistines weren't friends. They weren't friends. Verse 18. "And the three break through the host of the Philistine." Three. That's suicide mission. In the military, there are people who are trained for suicide missions. There are difficult tasks that you are not expected to come back. For example, in the U.S. military, those who fought, those who killed Osama bin Laden, they were the suicide and mission army of the army of the states. So they are specially paid. Their training is not the same. When they go for their missions, their family will be taken care of. They won't have neglect of family something, because in every military formation, there must be people trained who will willingly want to go and die. So these three, he just expressed a desire. He just expressed what he wanted to drink. It's not different from the water in any place. I hope you know, my children, when I bring bottled water home, they always take it. But it's not actually different from the one at home. But you know, the first time when they were much younger, I brought bottled water. I'm sure they wanted to have a taste of like mineral, Sprite or something. They were disappointed. I could read the disappointment in their faces. And when they did that for several times, the disappointment. So it's all about the same thing. There may be little change in taste of water from place to place, but this kind one is not about the taste. He expressed a desire.
And out of the multitude of the army, three took challenge. And they went. And this is one of the rarest places in the Bible that breakthrough was used. And the Bible says they broke through the garrison of the Philistine and took the water. Can you lift up your hands and say, Father, give me in life faithful men and make me in life faithful. They broke through the garrison of the Philistine. They broke through. They entered the difficult. One thing that I kept wondering in this place is that, did they tie the hands of the Philistines? How could they have fought all of them? Of course, you know, they go through and they took the water, and Israelites does not look like a Philistine, a Philistine person, a Philistine. Yeah, they don't look alike, they are different, so they wouldn't have mistaken. They broke through the barrack of military formation. See, I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army. If I die, let me die in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the... That was 80 songs. People were ready to die for the cause of the gospel. I'm going to show you a few things tonight. You will see that as we dance through the pages of the scripture, people vows to die for the sake of a cause that has to link with God, they never eventually died. I was looking at, why did God in 1 Samuel, in 2 Samuel chapter 11, why did God take the story of Uriah so muscular? He took it too muscular. When the man has asked for forgiveness, they were still sleeping with his wife in the face of the sun, because somebody somewhere was faithful to the call. Faithful. Faith in his fullness. Faithfulness. Somebody was faithful. May God make us faithful. May God make our heart faithful. Clear to the Lord. It is not about the lips. It's about the heart. Only deep can understand deep. Deep is a mystery. So, the man was not an Israelite. He wasn't an Israelite. He was, what was his tribe? Hittite. He came into Israel to naturalize. And he joined the army of Israel and have a better understanding of the ark. What was his reason? His reason was, excuse me, king. When the king brought him, the only question the king asked him, how was the war prospering? That was it the bear war of the war? In fact, in the last, towards the last chapter of 2 Samuel, when David was mentioning his generals and he was mentioning this guy, he mentioned him number 37. So in the ranking of David's army, he was the number 37th general. So he wasn't in the first 10, he wasn't in the first 20, and he wasn't the PRO of the war. And when he answered, you know, he said, wash your feet. And alas, so that the man will not travel again or do something, he gave him a mess of meat, hampers. So, and the man said, put the hampers down. I will sleep at the gate. This was a man who was married for more than 1 year, no issue, and traveled to war for several weeks or months. Because you can't go to war in Israel until after you have married for a year. And this man had no issue. I am free to conclude that they are looking for children. And this house is behind was behind the house of the king, such that even when you stay at the roof of the king, you can look directly into his compound. This man was not an Israelite, he was a Hittite. So the king brought him back the second day. When they knew, he didn't go to his wife, to his house. He said, how can I go and have sex with my wife? The king didn't ask him to have sex, but he know you cannot demilitarize a soldier in that dimension. The soldier that have been cut off from the wife for months. And you know what the man said? He said, the ark. Everyone say the ark. The ark is a symbol of God in the wooden form. That's where God lives in the physical dimension for a moment at a point in time of the Jews, of the Israelites. And that was the movement. The ark became the movement of God in that generation. So he said the ark is in the open field. Does David, or did David have this understanding that this man was saying that, see, I can't have this sex. Even though it's my legitimate right, I am talking about faithfulness. That even though it becomes legitimate, it becomes norm. And then, because of the sake of the master, you are saying, God, I want to turn my back against it. Let this cause be settled first. That's faithfulness. He said, my Lord Joab, fighting the battle, and the whole of Israel and Judah are in a camp. How will I go and have sex with my wife? A heavy word. And then David understood that with clear eye, this man is made up. No honey, I am around. Hello honey, I just returned. The king sent for me. I'm gonna be home. But was that a sin? No. It should have been a normal thing. So, the faithfulness, the price of faithfulness, the faithfulness I am looking at this, is that our faithfulness to the Lord is not gauged. And you say, God will not be committed to such a man. And the king, against the law, force him to be stupid, to be drunk. And then, and you know, want him to go to his house. Even at his stupor stage, his head was correct. How can people love God like this? So when he died, and God sent Nathan to David, God forgave David actually. But we are talking about the blood of a man who is faithful to the Lord. Chapter 4 of Genesis. A man was faithful to the Lord and somebody killed him. He was thinking of giving God the best. Should be his tithe or no tithe? People are arguing about now. Is it not tithe or no tithe? Ah. That God will have a son, and the argument the son, I mean the children of God are doing, is I want to give God 10%. I don't want to give God 10%. And we are not ashamed. And we are caught in the web of this controversy. And the entire world is laughing at us. When people are dropping, there was a man in the scripture. Unfortunately, it's not part of my text. He was a king. And the word of the Lord has gone ahead for Israel, that the battle will what? Will favor Israel. And as the battle was going, the man looked at the hair apparent on his throne. And he broke the head of his heir apparent on the wall of the city. Can you lift up your hand and say, Father, may you give me costly price to pay to show that I am faithful to you. The man saw the battle of Israel, and the only thing he could do, and he knows, could move God of these people, will be what they themselves cannot do for God. Listen to me. He confronted the Israelites with what they cannot do for their God. He had only one son. He was ready to sacrifice his future for the destinies of his people. He blew the head of his son on the wall. And the Bible said,
The battle changed direction. And Israel was losing out. And Israel fled. I like that word. Before them. Price of faithfulness. Brethren, what God is saying now is that your faithfulness, maybe it's 10% you argue about. You will see the way people are not even being balanced. You will see the way they are talking about it. The hatred that they are not ready to pay anything. And they break through the garrison of the Philistines and took the water and brought it to David. But David said, I won't drink this water. See, there are waters. And he poured it out to the Lord. Verse 19. And David said, my God forbid it. Me, that I should do this thing. Shall I drink of the blood of this man? See, our redemption is a bloody one. God forsook God. God's blood was involved. No sacrifice is too much to be paid for him. If our faithfulness must find expression in his heart. You see what he said? He said, this even me, I was thinking, how can three men hold ransom the barrack of the Philistine? The Bible didn't tell us how they did it, but they came with the water. Huh? I have a couple of people working with me over the years, and I've worked with a lot of people who are senior. And this evening, I was just thinking, how sacrificial was I? And those who have served with me, how sacrificial were they? Do you know people can cage God to a box and say, God, stay there, I'm coming. I just want to settle this affair. Let me settle this affair. This issue of money, let me settle it. I will come back to you. I have not forgotten you. Then he goes after the affairs and say, God, are you still there? This thing did the three milestones. So in the general of David's army, that I said list was listed towards the end of the close of this chapter of this book, I mean 2 Samuel after all, they were the faucet. So when we get to heaven, to enter into heaven is by grace. But to be mighty in heaven is by works. Because your price of faithfulness to the Lord will distinguish you out of others. You can't enter to heaven because you are holy. It's not enough. Grace plus holiness. Just like when people were overstressing the truth and they were not balancing, grace. And they were saying that even though you mess up, you do all those things, you cannot be born again and again. And all those nonsense they were being taught. You know, the two goes together, travel together, grace and truth. They are inseparable from generation. So when we get to heaven, it is the level and the dimension of your faithfulness that will make you outstanding among equals and contemporaries. Some secret labors and sacrifice you cannot express. Where tears will roll from your eyes because of the price and the burden of God you carry in your heart. And these are Levitical orientation. Even in the Old Testament, that the design of the priest garment is such that it carried the breastplate and carried the shoulder part, so that they carry some in their shoulder and some in their hearts and the jeopardy of their lives. Can you let us look at something in Daniel chapter 3, the price of faithfulness. Daniel chapter 3, maybe from verse 16. You know the stories. These are familiar scriptures. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was the world power. Every generation has their world power. We are in Anglo-American world power. Even though there were prophecy that is going to fall, I don't care about those ones. I care that when the Antichrist is ruling, I am no more here. First batch. I did first pass. I am not a supplementary list. No. Post rapture, Christian, Matthias, there is the supplementary list. May you not be in the supplementary list, too. I am in the first batch.
You know, we studied the New Testament for 3.5 years in our house, about 3.5 years. So the last two months or so, is it up to 2 months? So it was Revelation. We're just studying Revelation. Very fantastic book.
But you know, Nebuchadnezzar was the world power then. And Nebuchadnezzar was controlling half of the world today. And then he made a beast. These guys have left their father's house not 2-3 years. The culture of the Jews, they were educated in the culture of the Jews. Of the Chaldeans. They were educated in the culture of the Chaldeans. They went to their school. They did everything. But the spirit of faithfulness to their God was in them. And then they said to the king, that's the statement, how can you dare tell the king? The king that look at his kingdom and say, let God be reigning in heaven, I reign on earth. The God that look at his and say, if there is God somewhere, let him reign in his affair, I reign in my affair. It is power that is talking. I mean, that was talking then. So, and of course, he paid for it anyway. And he said, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Do you have any other translation in your system? Can you give me another translation? No, this is not the verse. Okay. Your threats mean nothing to us. Message. NIV said, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. We are less concerned about what happened to us in this matter. That's Brother's version. Anyway, we are less concerned about the aftermath. We are not even concerned. See, and you look at their statement, verse 17 now. If we are thrown into the fire, can you go to King James? If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand. And when they got, oh king, they have already shouted, oh king, then they remember that this their God is dangerous. We can disappoint them. Verse 18. So they put this clause. See, it is not about the confidence they have that God will deliver them. It is in the confidence of their price to satisfy a God that is looking for something beyond normal. God is always in every generation looking for something beyond normal. One brother woke up to me years back and said, I was taking the NNPC. I want to pay my first 6 months salary for God. Said I made that vow. So I told him, go back to the church where you made the vow and pay it. He paid 6 months. So dangerous things. You will do dangerous things to command dangerous attention by heaven. And listen to me, a man sacrificed how many cows? 1,000 cows. And you know my God owns the cattle upon the 1,000 hill. He sacrificed 1,000 cows for God. That heaven was smelling cows. And God said, no. See, for you to be dangerous to hell, you must do dangerous things. Esco. How many of you know Pastor Esco? Oh, you don't know him. Pastor Esco is late being with the Lord. He said, he's the one that started COD, City of David, Redeem. He said, Solomon killed 1,000 cow. I'm going to raise money to kill 1,001 cow. And he was doing that in the convention of Redeem. But God took him. God took him the next year. And then Baba Adeboye prayed. God spoke to him. Dangerous things. So it was not because they know God will deliver them. They knew God can shock them. He's sovereign. God is sovereign. He can decide not to. He did it to James now. James was thrown from the pinnacle of the temple, and he used his head to hit the ground, break his neck, and that was how he died. He was thrown. But if it not, be known to thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the God in image Peter has set up. There's a price to be paid. Verse 19. So, and Nebuchadnezzar was filled with anger. And then the men that threw them, they fell by the fire of the heat, by the heat of the fire, sorry. And do you know, there's something that I wanted to leak out there. The king was wondering how they would become fuel and they will burn luminously. But he was shocked, because years back I used to read some books when I was in secondary school. We call it Ogboju Odenu Gborumole. And there is a man called Aramada Okunrin. This Aramada Okunrin, when he's inside fire, he's feeling cold. He's feeling too cold. And when he's inside cold, he's feeling hot. So when they have an assignment in their team that need to go into the fire to bring some things out, they send him. So when God brought, he removed what is in that fire that made fire to eat up. He just removed it. And then he saw the appearance of the fourth person. That's one scripture I've been looking for in the entire Old Testament that talks about the Son of God. And the appearance of the fourth person is like the Son of God. You may find sons of God typifying angels, but you will not find Son of God. Because the truth is that Nebuchadnezzar got the understanding that this person is the second person of the Godhead. But he said it, they couldn't understand. You know, they couldn't know, they couldn't phantom it, and he locked it up again. Their memory didn't open, because some people stood to please the Lord with their lives. May you get to a state in your life where your life will not matter to you, but his own thing, his own program, his own agenda will prioritize your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. So they stood. Can you turn your Bible to Luke chapter 2? We show you 2-3 people there and we start to pray. In verse 32. Oh, he was speaking here. Verse 30. I want to get the place where he was before he introduced himself. Verse 29. Let's see verse 29. Lord, now verse 28. This man, Simon, carried him in his arm and blessed God. This guy had been waiting for years, and the understanding of their ministry to God is that they will not see death until they see the consolation of Israel. Verse 39 now. Now, I am ready to die according to thy word. They weeping in the altar night and day. And the more interesting is the next person I want us to look at in the later verse 33 or 34 now. The woman was married for 7 years. Verse 37. She was a widow of about 84 years. She was married for 7 years and lost her husband, and she stayed serving the law for 84 years. She was fasting day and night. You know, I have problem here, but I may not want to tell you my problem. If somebody is fasting day and night, a woman, when we get to heaven, there will be shock, because there will be surprises. We are going to get to heaven, not if we get to heaven. When we get to heaven, there will be shock. T.L. Osborne, I wrote it in my Facebook page, in early 80s, 81 or 82, he came to Nigeria. They did the crusade in 3 places. They did in Ibadan. They did in Benin City. They did it in Calabar. T.L. Osborne came to Benin Crusade with 24 trailers of projector, books and Bible. 24 trailers. Owojaye, Adeshida, all of them, Kumuyi, they collected from the books in their library. 24 trailers. There was nowhere to pack it in Benin City. They went to Obey Stadium to pack it, because there was nowhere to contain it. See, when it comes to missions, when it comes to the Catholic habit, the Pentecostal should go back and learn from the Catholic. I am not after their message. I am after their style of ministry. Their style of ministry, they understood it. Somebody gave last week, somebody gave the Pope what? Lamborghini. Somebody gave the Pope, he didn't speak in tongue. Mm-hmm. He sold it for charity last week. Pentecostal will speak in tongue and give the testimony. There is no price for the kingdom. We want to live. See, some of us are living in the comfort of our eternity already. We will get to the kingdom, but some of us will be pauper. If 24 trailers, books, Bible, projector, people got the projector. Those were the projector, they were rolling. You remember those projector? Who are? How many of us were in the thing? The bunny hair. Those were his materials. They will wind it, the thing will be rolling, and then it will be rolling. Ah, you didn't remember it? I watch it. And then the bunny hair, and people will be weeping to give their life to Jesus. Oh, you didn't know what happened in the crusade in Lagos? We shouldn't talk about it. People are not faithful. People are not faithful. They said the Nabonke should bring money for hotel for 50,000 counselors. Then the deeper life said, we will give our account for you people to sleep free because it's not far. They said, you will tell us that some of us do palmy. They said they don't care. Come and sleep with your palmy. They want money. Desperate for money. And the man didn't take offering. They were not happy. Because they are facing a battle. They didn't even know they are facing a battle. What provoked the battle of tithes? We didn't disciple people to understand that this thing, we can do much more than the Old Testament generation. We didn't disciple people. We thought they want to remove your 10%. The rest belong to you. It's a lie. The kingdom of God is not like that. The kingdom of God works by the principle of as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. All you have belong to the Lord. All you have belong to the Lord. If you give me 100,000, I tell you, more than 50%. Somebody gave me 100,000 day before yesterday. When I started paying school fees, I finished it only to forget that I need to pay 110,000 somewhere. So it's not, see, may you dash your life to God. So if I remove 10,000, sir, and I lose the 90,000, I come to my house, that's all those my tonton shares, I change it. I will now say, I love the Lord. You will meet him in eternity. This woman fasted. You preach a message, sir, in our conference. Specific instruction. I don't know whether this is specific instruction. I don't like to read this place. Fasting day and night. There are people the world owe too much to pay. Only heaven can pay them, and not in dollars. You need to read the Jonah's books. People we are celebrating on earth, and we are clapping for on earth, but they are priceless. They don't have price. The man came, he didn't collect offering. But the people who are advocating, tonight I'm just grieving my spirit. And I'm feeling that why should we limit God to this extent? That people will be placing calls on people, and they will brought the battle of the church to the Facebook. These people were dedicated to the Lord. Hold their life. I got a woman to be giving Mama 100,000 every month last year. So we thought she would be using it. The woman stopped now. She was piling the money together. And when Pastor Ladiga was going to do her teach, Pastor Ladiga didn't know she had such money. She just gave Pastor Ladiga a check. All the money that woman was giving her, he just, and you are fighting. It is time. Stay there. Fasting day and night. Kai. Will you be thinking something dangerous tonight and say your life cannot be normal? I have said it over and over that if your life is normal, and if people look at your life and they can predict you before we pray. Even in the Old Testament, there are dangerous people. Abraham's wife was sick. There is no strength to bring forth another child. This one, she cannot laugh if one angel come. And the Lord spoke to Abraham over the night. He didn't say, I am praying. You know, some of us are so, say, the Lord has spoken to me, but I'm praying about it. Ha! Okay, the Lord spoke to you. I'm praying to who? Demon? I don't. The day the Lord spoke to me about my wife, I knew she was my wife. I'm not, to who will I pray? That's why I say spirituality. But the faithfulness is not there. So the Lord spoke to me. I know the Lord spoke to me, but I'm still praying about it. And you will just be wondering, praying to demons or who? Who else is behind the Lord? And you know, that was me, prophetically, I understand that something happened to Peter when he refused to eat that thing. Prophetically, I knew. Because he was arguing. He was saying, no, Lord. Do you argue with the Lord? What is Lord? What is no? Not so, Lord. May what you understand before not put you in problem. Amen. Not so, Lord. I have made up my mind. And I am still making up my mind tonight that God, whatever is going to cost me. See, I have no two life to live. I am passing this through this world but once. And what will require me? I don't want to, like I served in Zafra State. I served in Zafra State and I didn't look back. I served in Zafra State. People were accompanying me to the park. I look back at the family house and I remember that I've lavished my life there. I am not coming back there. So when they come, invite me to preach, I preach and leave. I don't look at what they do or what they are not doing. Sorry, I've gone. I lavished my life there and I left. I want to walk through this earth but once, so that when I will be reigning with Christ and will be sitting on the throne of David in Jerusalem, I will be king under him, and I will reign with him for 1,000 years. Think of it, God. You see, it's a mystery. The Word became flesh. We call him Christ, and he entered into eternity. We call him the Lamb. Is both the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God. I was teaching about the scapegoat of the Old Testament in October a few weeks ago. Jesus, I told them, Jesus took it. See, he took it all. I talk about the scapegoat where the priest will lay all this nonsense on him. Intentional sins and everything lay on him. And they will send the scapegoat away to walk into the wilderness, and then they will carry the lost lamb, and they will carry the lost lamb and all the unintentional sin, they will place it on it, and then they will slaughter it and present the blood to the Lord in the Holy of the Holy. And I told them, I showed them the color. I said, Jesus combined the office of the priesthood, the scapegoat, and the lost lamb, and yet he was occupying the mercy seat. He carried everything on him. And that's why that sacrifice cannot be made again. He made it once for all. Such a heavy sacrifice. And we are returning to him a common piece of our life. Price for faith in his fullness. What have you done for the Lord that we demand heaven to look at you? What have I done that heaven will say, Kai, this is costly, this is great? I just want us to look at our lives as young people and see how far we can go with the Lord. Let's gauge our life if we have not fallen from the scale of the measure of God. And I want us to look at how, where we are coming from, where we are, and where we are supposed to be going. If we have not changed direction, what price do we pay? What price do we pay? What price do we pay? My heart is heavy today, and I feel as if you should rise up on your feet and say, Lord, how faithful am I?
How faithful, how faithful.
You will sing it, faithful are you, Lord.
But yet, our spirituality is reduced to nothing. Can you close your eyes and bow your head as you are standing up and say, Father, where is my take in this matter? What are you expected of me? That a man will walk up to the garrison of the Philistine because his master wants to drink water. There are videos that Brother Dave showed to us that I refuse to forget about. People standing in to die for another person. What a costly sacrifice. Can you pray and say, Father, I don't want to continue the way I'm going. I don't want to, if I'm going this way, I'm going to crash. The uselessness of acquiring wealth. When a man drops dead, the people who never sweat with him take it over. Can you talk to God this night and say, Father, I have come to this mountain. Help me. Help me. Help me. Do something unusual in me. I've laid my hands on this plow. I cannot come go back. Jesus, help me not go back. Can you talk to the Lord? Father, in Jesus' name we pray. A sister of mine, Christian sister of mine, was having her last chance to graduate. The lecturer has been on her neck. I am here. You won't graduate as long as I'm here. You won't graduate. And he said, certificate. Sir, she did certificate. And she laughed and said, I dash you. I will pick Jesus. I drop certificate for you. Of course, he couldn't finish that session. The sister went back to write the exam because she had terminal disease. Some of us here, people must supervise us before we can be accredited. Some of us here, our degree of faithfulness is far beyond expression. Below expression, sorry. Far below expression. Our weight is so light. And heaven is saying, this one can never trust him. When God, 15 years after Uriah died, God was still fighting for him. Because a man stood for the ark. Who will stand for God? Who will be generational voice? Can you pray and say, Father, in this mountain, hit me raw. Meet me hard. Meet me hard. Meet me hard. Thank you, Jesus.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Him tonight to put a nation on your heart.